The Punt, William Hill's Top Flight Football Podcast.
Welcome along to The Punt. We've got some Champions League and Europa League action this midweek, and we've got Ron Atkinson and Derek McGovern on the line to preview it all for us. You both well?
Yeah, very great
well, thank
stuff.
You.
Excellent. Before we do all that, let's have a little check back on the Premier League weekend, because it was a pretty good one, to be fair, especially if you happen to be a Liverpool fan. 3-0 victory over Manchester United at Old Trafford, and Liverpool second, 4 points behind Chelsea, with a game in hand, remember, level on points with Arsenal now, because they also won at Tottenham. We had Man City winning with company sent off 2-0. Chelsea couldn't do it though, went down to 9 men, lost at Villa. All sorts going on, guys. Should we start with Liverpool though? We were just talking about it off air. It doesn't get much better, does it, Derek?
Oh, they were fantastic. But the thing was, you expected it, didn't you? It wasn't like when they went there and won 4-0 or 4-1, was it, a few years ago, you know, and everyone was shocked at it. But this was fully expected. What wasn't expected was a team getting 3 pens at Old Trafford and none of them being for Man United. I mean, what are the
odds
on that?
Didn't I say that on Friday? I said, you know, Man United haven't conceded a penalty since January, whenever it was, and Liverpool have had more than anyone else in the league. They could have had 5 penalties, couldn't they?
They certainly should have had another one.
The one,
the Carrick one.
The trip, yeah, yeah. And there was a push early on as well. There was a push on Suarez early on, which was a penalty.
Could easily
but then
be, yeah.
Maybe the Sturridge one was a little bit...
Yeah, it wasn't.
I think he actually stood on
his
foot.
The most innocuous one was the second one.
Which was the...
Phil Jones on...
I'm surprised it wasn't a bit
more
than outright.
He's just clumsy, though, isn't he?
Just 2-6.
No, he's... Man United's greatest ever player. Fergie said that. What a load of nonsense.
I mean, he may well turn out to be a fantastic player, but he's very clumsy. Derek, I mean, you know, short of that game winning Liverpool the title by beating United, it was pretty good. Where are you on this? On Liverpool being genuine title contenders? 3-1, 5-4 City, 2-1 Chelsea, 3-1 Liverpool, 9-1 Arsenal. Arsenal level on points with Liverpool.
Well, I know, that's what I mentioned that last week. There was an even bigger difference in the odds last week. I think Arsenal was 16s last week, you know, 9s now. I mean, Liverpool are probably more likely than Arsenal because, well, they're a better team, to be fair. But I still see City winning it. I know that people are saying Chelsea's fixtures are easy, you know, a lot easier than everybody else's, but they're just not playing well enough at the moment, Chelsea. You can't... I'm surprised that at the top, you know, I've said at the start of the season, I went for Chelsea, but only if they sorted out their strike force. Now, they didn't do that, and it's coming home to roost. I can't see them winning the league. City, I think it's theirs to lose still, even though they're in fourth now. Those games in hand, an easy game against Fulham at the weekend. City's for me.
When you look at the form, Ron, you know, Liverpool's price of 3-1 to win the title. I know you were talking about them being genuine contenders when they were 8-1.
For a long time, and I tell you what, tell me something, I missed the... did Suarez win the Player of the Year last night?
No, it hasn't been given out yet, Ron.
No, that was the Football League...
Yeah, when did the PFA thing...
Yeah, that's always in April, that, isn't it, lately?
No, to be fair, the PFA thing is, I haven't seen this year, but that always used to be the night of the League Cup final, you know.
Yeah, but that was when the League Cup final was later. They moved the League Cup final a lot earlier, didn't they?
I know it was.
Yeah.
That was the, what do you call it, leagues, was it, last night? Because I just heard that somebody had won the Player of the I think it was a kid at
Ings,
Burnley.
It was Ings, yeah.
That was the Football League thing, wasn't it?
Yeah, the Football League awards thing. You look at the form run of Liverpool. I mean, in terms of the form guide, when you know these tables where they look at the last 6 games, they've picked up 18 points from the 6 games. Chelsea and Man City are next best, 13 points. I mean, they are exhibiting championship winning form, aren't they, in old fashioned speak? I don't mean the championship.
Oh yeah, I mean they at the moment are playing the best in the league. They're the best in the league at the moment, and they have been for a little time. And where I think the unluckiest player of the year, and he might win his first league medal this year, is Steven Gerrard. Because if he weren't for Suarez, he'd be Footballer of the Year for me.
I think he was
absolutely colossus yesterday. You know, he was tremendous. You know, his penalty is like the talking point, but his general play, and that was inspirational. He was brilliant.
Yeah.
I honestly, I, I would be very, if I was a Liverpool fan now, I would be more, the only thing that might catch them out now is for the very first time, probably, in other people's eyes, they have a genuine chance of winning it.
Yeah, pressure.
I think most people have thought, yeah, they're a third or a fourth or maybe a best second. Now it's in their own hands.
Yeah.
Because if they win those games, which I think are good games for them, Man City coming to their place, Chelsea coming to their place, all of a sudden, the game in hand puts them ahead if they win that.
Yeah, yeah. It's interesting. I can't remember who was talking about it. It might have been on Match Today too last night. Someone said, if you ask me which of Chelsea, Manchester City, Liverpool or Arsenal are capable of winning 9 straight games from here on in, it would be Liverpool.
Well,
which is interesting. I mean, you know, they have got some tough games. They've got Man City at home and they've got Chelsea at home. So, you know,
I mean, I heard Brendan Rodgers saying they've got to win 9 games. They haven't got to win 9 games. If I was Brendan Rodgers now, providing they win the right games, I'd settle for 7 of those.
Yeah.
If they win the City and the Chelsea game.
Oh, yeah. They're
the games that matter most now.
Mm.
They win those two. I mean, they are genuine 6-pointers, aren't they?
Yep.
Well, yeah, I mean, what's given me a bit more confidence, had they still been playing with Toure and Sissoko at the back, they would have been lucky to squeak into fourth. Mm. That's how debilitating those two were. But now they've got Agger back, they've got Johnson back, Enrique might still come back, although Flanagan was excellent yesterday. At the moment, there doesn't seem to be a weakness in the Liverpool team. And with Chelsea, we know what their weakness is. And City, Ron will say they are still flaky. Yeah, so yeah, it's, you know, it's all there, all to play for Liverpool.
Scored 76 goals so far this season.
Quite incredible.
The fella's electric up front. Sturridge has done well, but I've got to be honest, the player they can least afford to lose is Suarez.
Yeah, he's something else, isn't he?
Yeah. And was this the season he missed the first 10, or was that last season?
Yeah, that was this season.
It was. It seems a long time ago, doesn't it? Amazing,
was,
isn't
was
it?
That? 10 or 4, he missed about 4, didn't he?
But I think he saved half the ban last year and half this. Yeah.
25 goals in the Premier League so far this season. Nearest to him is Sturridge on 18. I mean, you know, we said it a few weeks ago, Derek, though. The team who've scored most goals, the team who've got both the top scorers. I know, it's only March still, but, I mean, you've got to be in the shake-up. And it's interesting what Ron says there. At some point, the balance tips, doesn't it, from, oh, aren't Liverpool doing well, to Liverpool should win the title.
Yeah, well,
And not only the players, but the pressure would also be on Brendan Rodgers, Ron, because this is uncharted territory for him. He's always been in charge of clubs that, you know, he's done well with them and he's overachieved, if you like, and he's probably doing that with Liverpool a little bit at the minute.
Well, I don't think he is. I think he's got very good players.
Yeah,
there's people that wrote him up, and I think I maybe supported him last year, and in spite of our other scouse member of the blog, ridiculing him for the price was Henderson.
I've
always thought Henderson was a good player that was, you know, took a lot of flack because they paid a price that at the time looked too much. Now he just gets you a Premiership player much.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I mean, he's a player who lacked and still does lack stardust, but he's doing a good job. And when you get someone like Graeme Souness coming on the TV like he did yesterday and singing Henderson's praises, well, you've got to listen, haven't you? You know, he knows what he's talking about. That's just wrong, by the way.
That's not the same Graeme Souness that bought Picnic.
Yeah, true. he
can recognise a good player just because he can't buy one.
Exactly.
Let's have a quick look at the bottom of the table.
I used that one yesterday, the Souness one. I've told you that one, Liam. About the Anfield trip. Do you know that one, Derek?
No, what was that?
When we used to play at Anfield, our midfield was probably someone like Moses, Robson, Wilkins and Murin. And before the game, my team talk used to be to Murin and Wilkins. By the way, I don't want you two coming in belly aching at half time that Souness has kicked you. Because I'm telling you now, he's going to kick you.
Just be ready for it.
That's it. But make no mistake, them two there, Robson and Moses, they'll kick him back. Don't worry about that.
Yeah, you're
The relegation picture then. Cardiff 3-1 on to go down. Fulham 3-1 on as well.
Hey, what about that Everton late goal again?
Oh,
yeah,
dear me.
That's incredible, isn't it?
Yeah, that 3-1 landed. Yeah, the half time draw, full time Everton landed as well. I think it.
Yeah.
Well, it's a decent bet that. And you, like you say, Ron, I mean, how many late goals? They don't give up, do they?
Score for Cardiff though. How unfortunately named Juan Carla. Why have you said that a bit fast? It's a bit naughty.
Could have been any of them.
Yeah, so Cardiff and Fulham now joint favourites to go down. Sunderland 6-4, Palace 13-8, 7-4 Norwich, 7-2 West Brom, 10-1 for Hull, Swansea and West Ham, and then 25s for Villa and Stoke.
You know, out of that lot,
go on.
I'd take Norwich.
Yeah.
7-4.
Look, they've been the same sort of price, not identical, but same sort of price for weeks on end now, and they just hover above.
They've never been in the bottom three, I don't think.
No, I don't think they have. I don't think they have.
Them being in
no, it's amazing. I mean, you look at that betting there, Derek. I mean, I know you've got to pick the third one if you believe that the Cardiff and Fulham are going down, which Cardiff are on the same points as Sunderland. Sunderland got three games in hand, of course.
Yeah.
But there looks to be some value if you just pick what the third one.
Sunderland. I think the bottom three now will go down.
Yeah, you think you like Sunderland? You're on Sunderland anyway. Aren't
you? Yeah. What price is Sunderland to go down again?
Sunderland.
6-4.
6-4.
Yeah, I'd rather be on them than any of them. Yeah.
And Palace 13-8, so Palace still.
I think if you were having a serious bet, you'd have to study fixtures as well, wouldn't you?
You look at them, you don't get any clues from them at all.
We have said about Sunderland on a few occasions, mainly probably because I've backed them as well to go down. I've probably paid more attention to them. But the home games are all winnable apart from Everton. They've got West Ham, West Brom, Everton, Cardiff and Swansea at home. So you'd imagine if for a relegation threatened club, they're all winnable. Away from home, they've got Man City, Liverpool, Tottenham, Chelsea.
Just as a matter of interest, where are Swansea in that little, Jacob?
In terms of the odds or in terms of points?
Number of points as Norwich, but with a game in hand.
Yeah.
Okay. But they've had an unbelievable... I know most of them are down there, but I think Swansea have crept in a little bit without... Have they only won about three out of the last 18 or something?
Yeah, they've had a terrible run.
Yeah. The last time they won was a 3-0 win over Cardiff, remember, in February.
I mean, they should have battered West Brom on Saturday, you know.
And lost 2-1, I mean, that's terrible.
Yeah, but they had so many chances, it was unbelievable.
Yeah, I mean, you look at playing the teams around them as well, they're not picking up... West Brom, they drew with Palace, drew with Stoke, lost to Liverpool, of course. Yeah, fascinating, isn't it? But it's getting a little bit more spread out, I think, as you look at your Stoke getting on to 34 points, Villa on 34 now, so one more win, and that should be them safe, shouldn't it?
Oh, yeah, they're
37.
Safe
37 got to be safe this year, hasn't it? West Ham on 31, so still a bit of work to be done there. Let's have a look at the Champions League then, shall we? A bit like last week, really. A few of these fixtures are done and dusted, but the two English clubs have still got some work to be done. Let's start with Chelsea versus Galatasaray on Tuesday night. 2-5 Chelsea to win this in 90 minutes. 16-5 the draw, and Galatasaray are priced up at 8-1. Before the weekend, you'd have probably put anything you want on Chelsea, and you still may do. But just a few problems of the weekend. Mourinho just going a bit too far, as he's wont to do now and again. The players, two players being sent off, not great preparation. It's 1-1 from the first leg, Ron. So the away goal is massive, of course. If they can keep it tight, if they can just nick one, keep it tight, then Galatasaray have got it all on, haven't they? They're a vastly different team at home than they are away, you would say, Galatasaray. Yeah, their away form in Europe isn't particularly clever.
You could see Chelsea winning. They might concede a goal, actually, but you could see them winning, say, 2-1 or 3-1, couldn't you?
Yeah, they haven't conceded a goal at home in Serie A for about five.
Even if they concede. Yeah. That might be the biggest thorn in the side, by the way, that they realise that if they keep a clean sheet, they're through, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
So, that sometimes has a little bit of an adverse effect, I think, because it sometimes puts, and I've had it, I think I've told you in the past, I've been in that situation myself where subconsciously I think the players don't know where to stick or bust sometimes.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't be surprised to see Chelsea beat them, because of the way the game is. Drogba will get some sort of a goal, won't he?
You think so, wouldn't you? Or a chance, at least.
I think he'll get a goal. Yeah, he'll get a goal. I think.
I mean, they didn't concede against Stoya, didn't concede against Schalke. They're only twice at Stamford Bridge this season where they've conceded more than one goal. Once was against Basel and once was against West Brom, actually, when they lost 2-1 to Basel and drew 2-2 with the Baggies. Yeah. So not often that they concede more than one, which, you'd imagine they're going through, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I think they'll win. I think both teams might score. I'd look at Chelsea's a 2-1 or a 3-1.
Well, it's 11-5, Ron, for Chelsea to win, but both teams scoring in the 90 minutes. It's 11-5, which is a big old difference. 2-5.
Not bad, that is it.
Yeah, 2-1's 15-2.
Not bad, because, they know they've got to score.
Yeah, they've got to go for it.
Yeah. So, they've got to chase something.
Yeah.
By the way, have I missed something with Oscar or what?
And he just seems to have really gone off the ball.
I think he's playing like a little kid lost.
Yeah. I wonder what happens. What happens when finally they all get when all their creative players start to really gel and start to play at the same time?
That doesn't happen.
No, it doesn't happen.
There's always one that doesn't perform.
Yeah.
I mean, I was amazed when he made his substitution, took Oscar off. I thought Lampard was a nap to come on with his record against the Villa and the very fact they needed a midfield player that looks as if he could score a goal.
Mm.
I was amazed at that.
Seems to be in two minds, isn't he, about that substitution, actually, Mourinho?
All that putting his arm around the other man, I tell you what, got my nerves a little bit. I think he had a valid point when he got sent off, though, you know.
Yeah, because...
Ed Bonlaw had raced off the bench and had grabbed somebody.
Yeah, and Lambert was on the pitch as well, wasn't he? It was a bit of a mess all round, wasn't it? That, to be honest. What about Didier Drogba to score?
100-30, massive price, isn't it?
Or Didier Drogba to score in a Chelsea win is 8-1.
I don't see why you think this is cut and dry, but Chelsea, I really don't. The way they're playing at the moment.
Yeah, but I think they'd win for all that. I think they're not whatever else you say. They're not playing Bayern Munich or Barcelona.
No, but they weren't. I mean, if you saw the first leg, I mean, there wasn't anything to choose, was there?
It should have been all over at half time, Derek.
They
should really have put them to bed. I can't. I'd be absolutely. It'd be one of the most amazing results in Europe if Galatasaray were to come in and beat them.
Well, I'm not necessarily going to say beat them. I mean, even that 8-1, it might be worth a dabble. But Galatasaray with a goal start, right? I mean, a 0-0 draw would suit Chelsea, wouldn't it? So, you know, if it's 0-0 in the 70th minute, would Mourinho push forward? I doubt it. Yeah. Galatasaray plus a goal, 2-1. That's a big price to me, that. They've got Drogba playing for them. They've got Wesley Snyder playing for them. They've got two or three other players that you'll recognise.
Yeah, Bullet and Yilmaz there.
Exactly.
Yeah, they can get goals,
can't they? Different calibre of that Bullet. I'm definitely have to go for Galatasaray with a goal start there, 2-1. I think that's a major price, that. I really do.
Yeah, I can see.
I think Chelsea to win, both teams to score.
Yep, 11-5. Yep. Yeah, there's a few ways into that. Yeah, and if you like that kind of sentimental one, if you like the Drogba to score in a Chelsea win 8-1 might get a few people.
I thought what you said was a decent price. Actually, what was it, 11-5?
And both teams to score one. Yeah, it does look decent, doesn't it?
Is that both teams to score? Or both teams to score in Chelsea win?
Yeah, both teams to score in Chelsea to win. Both teams to score in the game is even money. On the same night, it's Real Madrid versus Schalke. We'll talk about it because it's there to be talked about. Basically, Real Madrid 1-6 to win in the 90 minutes.
Oh, is that the price? I thought that was the first leg scoreline.
5-1 the draw, and 14-1 for Schalke.
There is an interesting aside on that, isn't there, though, Lee? It would be a harder job naming the Madrid side.
They play
Barcelona at the weekend, don't they?
They don't have to win. I mean, this is a classic, Derek, isn't it, really? You know, a price like that for a team who have absolutely smashed the opposition to bits. I mean, I don't know if anyone remembers last week. I spoke about, you know, the teams who absolutely hammer a team in the first leg.
Yeah.
Do they go and do it again? And the answer is yes. A lot of times they'll go and win another three. They might not beat them 6, but they'll still win comfortably again because they're so...
Well, Paris Saint-Germain only just did it. Did last week against Leverkusen, didn't he? And then, you know, I hold up for a shining example that World Cup playoff between Uruguay and who was it, Saudi Arabia or something
Jordan.
Like that? Jordan, yeah. I mean, 6-0 or 5-0 in the first leg in the Middle East, and then 0-0 in Uruguay. I mean, that was an impossible result. So if there's nothing at stake for play, especially when you got Barcelona a few days later. Madrid will probably win, but there's no matter how minted I was, I could be as minted as Ron. I wouldn't be putting a penny on them at 1-6 when you don't have to win.
No.
Yeah, but I tell you what, I think it's a safe bet. Bale and Ronaldo won't be playing.
So, I mean, that's another way in, though. You could then start looking down the list at players. Because if you look at the goal scorers list, I mean, sometimes people look at the goal scorers list and think it's team news. It seldom is. You know, there can be players in there. So at the minute, you've got Ronaldo, Benzema, Bale, Rodriguez, Morata, Isco. If you look down that list and try and find someone who's more likely to score, who won't, take out all those others.
One. You've just mentioned one.
Yeah, Morata.
No, Isco.
Oh, Isco, yeah. I mean, he's only 5-4, but if they are going to win heavily, then that might be...
That's a crap, because I was looking at Di Maria as well, 6-4. I mean, you know, Just no prices there, has it? Yeah, no, can't have that.
No.
I'm going to, in fact, I mean, Schalke, I'm mediocre, we know that.
Do you think they'll go for it? I mean, Derek, do you think they'll actually go for it, though? I mean, they can't win.
No.
They can't win the tie, so what do they do?
No, well,
they just
exactly.
go out and, I mean, I don't know. I mean, it's a funny one, isn't it?
I saw a big article on a TV documentary on them. The manager and some of the players are talking about the glory of going to the Bernabeu, like, you know.
Mm, yeah. You can't see it.
No, well, I can't. That's the reason, you see. If you're 6-1 down and you're going to the Bernabeu.
Sort of a price to win at Schalke?
To win the match is 14-1.
Yeah, that's my bet. That would be the bet.
You think they could win, Ron?
Pardon?
You think they could win, yeah?
I think they could because you're sitting there. If you're Ancelotti with a Clásico coming up, you are 3 points ahead in the league. Are you going to risk it?
No,
he could play. I wouldn't be surprised to see a wholesale change.
It probably will, Ron. But if you're at Real Madrid, you've got players there who are probably better in the second team than Schalke you've got in their first team.
Yeah, you might say that, but Schalke might come and, you know, but 14, Derek, it's 14-1. Schalke will probably play their whatever their best team is.
Yeah.
Against Real Madrid's almost reserve team. That's how I would read it.
Tell you what, Derek, Ronnie's going. He's basically doing what you would normally do, and you're like, you're not
well,
quite sure.
Yeah, but no, the reason I'm saying this, Lee,
it's been very inconsistent in that over the last year.
Just to keep it on your toes. Just to keep you on your toes.
Any Premiership side at 3-1.
What if it was 3-0, Lee, or 3-1, or something? Yeah, it was a squeak of doing something. Yeah, I'd go for Schalke, you know, because. Mm-hmm. But not when they're 6-1 down. They're just going to go for the ride. And, you know, there's no possibility of them coming back. So, why, you know, they've got less reason to be committed than Real Madrid. What I'm boiling down to here is the fact that Real Madrid minus 2 goals with second stringers who come in and desperate to show how good they are against a team who are already beaten. 11-8, Real Madrid minus 2 goals. That'll do me.
Okay, yeah. And the big old 14-1 for you, Ron.
14-1 for me. I'm having them.
Bit of insurance. If you kind of agree with Ron, but you bit of insurance. The draw, no bet. 8-1, so you get your money back if it's a draw. And the handicaps, +1 for Schalke. So a draw, basically, or a win for them is 100-30, but neither are anywhere near as big as the 14-1. Wednesday night, then. Let's have a look at Manchester United versus Olympiakos. 4-9 to Man United to win at home, 7-2 the draw, and 11-2 the price for the Greek side Olympiakos, who of course beat them 2-0 in the first leg. And before Sunday, that was one of the worst performances Manchester United have exhibited all season. We didn't mention it before, Ron, but Rooney said yesterday the Liverpool game was his worst day of football in his career.
Yeah, I heard him say that.
How many times can you say it, Ron? Like, you know, this is the one. This is the one. Where is the confidence? Where is the kind of solidity going to come from? They need an early goal. Otherwise, they're going to be in all sorts of bother, aren't they?
Louis Macari and myself had a discussion about this yesterday. He went out to Greece when they played Olympiakos. He said Olympiakos are very, very poor. Very poor. Right, so we established that. My take on it was, if they'd have given, they would be better equipped to go into this match on the back, whether it was a win, but at least on the back of a very good performance against Liverpool. And they're not. And I think if in the first half an hour they haven't got something under the belt, I could see it being a scrape. I really could. Mm. I could see it being a, you know, because the crowd are going to get edgy after that. The crowd were very good yesterday with them, but they're going to get, I think, if that was the case, I think you'd find Man U very edgy. I mean, I've overplayed it, but I've got to believe they'll get through. It might go to extra time. What's the price? What's the price on them getting through? I think that's the all important thing.
Yeah, so let's see if they're 7-4 to qualify.
I wouldn't be on that.
That's the only bet you... I mean,
you
Derek,
wouldn't, Derek.
Well,
that's the only bet you can have, Derek, though, isn't it, really?
Well, United, I've just been reading in the UEFA... United have mounted a successful fight back only once after a first leg defeat. That was when they beat Roma 7-1 after losing 2-1 in Italy. In the other six occasions, they've been put out. You know, OK, they're probably meeting better teams in those matches than they are doing this time, but 2-0, 2-0 is a terrible result for them, isn't it? It's an absolute shocker. And you say that Olympiacos are a moderate team. Well, so are Man United now, Ron. You know, that's the harsh truth. Man United are a moderate team. Why all of a sudden were you expected to be rolled back the ears and give a vintage Man United performance? Mm. I just don't see it coming. I mean, okay, Olympiacos at home is different. You know, on home soil, tough nut to crack. I think they've lost all 11 matches on English soil, but they could still lose here and go through. I think they will go through. I just don't see United turning in a performance that's going to be anywhere good enough to get through. As for the match, well, it's a difficult one, isn't it? Lee? No one's going to back United at Long Odds on the way to playing, but Olympiacos don't need to win. I'm looking at the draw here, 7-2.
From a betting point of view, Derek, if you want to favour Man United, the only way you can go is at 7-4, isn't it? Really, you know, in terms of odds, you know, you can't have the 4-9.
No, you can't. You couldn't back them at 4-9. No,
I know the 1-0 win would scupper you on the old 7-4. But you know, anything, a 2-0 win or better from United will do it, won't it?
So, yeah.
Obviously, 3-1 wouldn't.
Got to go to extra time.
Yeah. I mean, you know, they can't let them score, Olympiacos, can they?
No, that's
simple. You know, if they get one, then United need three. You know, and they're not scoring goals, are they? They're not doing anything, really, to be fair, but they're not scoring goals.
Well, I mean, we've all been saying that, you know, much as Man United's supporting cast looks ordinary, they've always got Rooney and Van Persie. But, I mean, Van Persie's playing like Van Morrison. Rooney's just not doing anything. Well, I mean, and Mata, I mean, he's proven Jose Mourinho right not to play him at Chelsea.
Well, he won't be in the team anyway, so he's not in the equation.
No, it's true. I just don't see it. I just don't see where this performance, this big performance from United is going to come from.
If they were playing virtually anybody else in Europe, I think we'd have a different... different take on this, mate.
It'd be even more galling, wouldn't it, to go out to, you know, on the basically got the easiest draw of pretty much the round, and they still would. They got. We were talking before the weekend about whether you would play Vidic or not in your team. That's open to debate. I think, you know, a lot of people, given what they've got in reserve, they would probably play him, and as you said, Ron, use him until he's no longer available. But you wouldn't have him as your captain, would you?
Yeah, I think so.
You would. No, you still would. All right.
Yeah,
okay.
I'll tell you why I'd do that. The one thing, once again, this is a discussion thing, yes, sir. Once again, Vidic, whatever Vidic has got, he will play. He'll want to go out on a high, or as high as he can at Man United. He's not the sort, he's had quite a glorious career there as the scrapper, the battler, the fighter, the spirit of the team in many ways. And I think he won't let them down. I think it would be even more rock in the boat if they were to deprive him of the captaincy now. I think they should let him have that. And then, by the way, they haven't got an obvious choice for captain, you know.
That is true, yeah. When you look, I mean, you would have thought maybe when the Rooney deal was done, maybe he would, he could get the job. But I see what you mean.
There aren't
too many putting their hands up. And that's the problem, Ron, isn't it, really? That's the crux of their season. Yeah. They haven't got enough captains.
I mean, the other one that's in contention, and I would have to query it big time, is Carrick.
Yeah. Doesn't seem a cap. Doesn't never really stood out as being a proper captain, has he?
By the way, what's Ron's thoughts now? Can I just interject, Lee? My man Fellaini, 28 million. Are you sure, Ronaldo?
Yeah. But to be fair, I mean, Lou said, "What can they do?" Sorry, not Lou. The lad Jim Rosen talking about said, "What can you do at half time?" I said, "Well." The message would be somewhere along the way, make something happen. Now, how do you make something happen? And I said, the first thing I'd do, I'd be saying to Fellaini, every time we get the ball at the back, and I know you're supposed to stand shoulder to shoulder with Carrick as the holder sort of thing there, I said, just make a few charges into the box. Try and disturb somebody by doing something. Now, at the moment, he's in that little situation where he's just sitting in there because of the way they play with basically wide players. Instead of just go on, lad up into there a few times. Even if the ball doesn't come, you affect people. You affect Gerrard. Gerrard now has to change his picture. But if you're just sitting in front of Gerrard and just holding in there playing little bread and butter balls, Gerrard ain't one iota bothered.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's all he's ever done, Ron. Play bread and butter balls.
He used to break into the box for Everton, didn't he?
Everton, he was every time the ball went wide, he would be in the box.
useless player, and you were giving him the big thumbs up. 28 million, useless player.
I said he was better than what you said. And
he isn't, though. He's worse than what I said.
This time last year, this time last year, Henderson shouldn't have been anywhere near the place. He had five of your team, should all have been playing for Millwall or something.
I never said that.
You had them all with Jimmy Carter.
Go on, I'll give you that one.
So we're going for you're going for the draw, Derek.
Yeah, I'm draw 7-2 for me.
And
I'm going for United getting through.
Yeah, 7-4. Yeah.
Might be extra time, could even be penalties. And I base a lot of that on the fact that I am my information. By the way, since they won the league, they've lost their last two games, haven't they?
Yes, yeah, they have, yeah.
I base my information on A, the Greeks don't travel well. Mm-hmm. They didn't do bad when they went to Troy and places like that. they don't travel well.
I'm not sure we can use that head-to-head data going back to Helen of Troy days.
Yeah. And B, somewhere along the way, something's got to come right.
Yeah. God, I tell you what. I mean, you won't lose any sleep over this, Derek. But there'll be a few United fans who've absolutely—they've given back all the money they've won over the course of those glory years this season because people are still trusting them. I mean, you only have to sit. And, I was in the trading room for William Hill's trading room for the first leg of this game, and God, do people bang money on Man United, whatever's happening. I mean, it's similar to Liverpool, to be fair, over the years. Yeah, we're doing it with Liverpool last year. That's why the prices are usually so kind of, you know, until this season, so strange for Liverpool. But
if you're looking for any sort of encouragement, the other thing is, if there has been any sort of glimmer of hope for United this season, it has been in the European Cup. I mean, prior to the... Yeah. That, debacle in Greece. They'd actually done not bad, only like beating Leverkusen 5. They won it. Was it Shakhtar Donetsk they won in as well?
Yeah, they had that's where the form had been. Yeah, they beat Shakhtar 1 at home. Obviously, the Bayer 5 by Leverkusen 5-0. 0-0 in Real Sociedad, beat them at home. Beat Bayer Leverkusen 9-2 on aggregate over the two legs.
A glimmer there. It's they didn't exactly have to play the cream of Europe.
No. But we shall see. By the way, talking about the trading room, Derek, when Man United get beat, the dance that the traders do is even bigger than the one that the Scousers do. Tee me, they love that. They love United getting beat up there.
Do they?
Wow, yeah, because of all the money power.
Like Lionel Blair all this season, then.
Yeah, you're not kidding. I mean, you can only imagine when, like, you know, the Chelsea result happened as well on Saturday night. I mean, it's just like, you know, it's like watching the opposite way around to, you know, you can imagine punters. Let's have a look at the final of the four Champions League midweek games is Borussia Dortmund versus Zenit St. Petersburg. This is 4-2 to Borussia Dortmund from the first leg. They absolutely flew out of the blocks, didn't they? I don't think Zenit had woken up before Borussia Dortmund had scored two. And then they pulled it back to 2-1. It went 3-1, 3-2, and then Lewandowski added his second to win the match and the tie, really, guys. There's no way that Zenit go to Borussia Dortmund and come back from that, surely, with four away goals.
Well, they've also lost their manager as well, haven't they?
He was
dismissed last week.
Yeah.
I see they're tipping. What do you call it for that? ABB?
Yeah, I thought he would have had the job by now, actually. There was reports saying he would have got the job yesterday. But I haven't heard
he
anything.
He must have a hell of an agent.
No, I know. He's like Rooney's agent, isn't he? Jesus. I mean, you look at trying to find some sort of form guide here. Dortmund beat... they beat Shakhtar Donetsk last year, didn't they? I think it was in the same round. Eastern European opponents again. Won the first leg easy. But again, Lee, it boils down to the fact that you're getting a team that odds on that don't have to win. I hate these positions. I just... 1-3.
Would you just? I mean, on that then, Derek, if you're looking for a way in on a game like this, then maybe you ignore the outright results and just look at goals because you know, I guess I was trying to get that with Schalke. Zenit, they're not completely out of the game. You know, technically they're not. They have to come forward and attack, which means they open up. You know, they leave gaps for Borussia. So one way or another, there should be goals in this match, shouldn't there?
Well, they've got. I mean, they're no mugs either, Zenit. Maybe that was just a blip. I mean, they could play like Hulk in the side. Yeah. Arshavin still plays for them, doesn't he? You know, there's players that you'd recognise in the side there, and They're capable.
Yeah. They've been to Milan and won in the last couple of years in the Champions League. They've been to Porto and won as well.
Yeah. But it's only both teams to score is like 3-4. It's not a great price.
I just looked at over 2.5 goals in the match. 4-9.
No,
thanks.
Score 3-1.
3-1 to Borussia Dortmund is 10-1.
Standout score.
Lewandowski's 4-7. Maybe Roos is 4-5. That's probably one of the better. Still odds on though.
You know what? I don't know if it's my imagination now, Lee, but those sort of prices don't tempt me.
Nah, they're rubbish, aren't they? They're rubbish. Yeah. You'd have to look at the other side. Hulk's 11-4. You said, Kurzakov, another player, got goals in Champions League football, 7-2. You'd have to look at the other side of the coin to look at the value for the goal scorers.
Yeah, Lee, just instinctively when you were saying it, over 2.5 goals is only 4-9. I mean, I look at this game and I think, it probably will be goals, but. That's such a bad price. Awesome. There's got to be mileage in back in the opposite, hasn't there?
Yeah.
13-8 under 2.5 goals.
The other way to play it is you can actually back the individual team's number of goals now as well. So in the goals section, you get like Zenit St. Petersburg to score a goal is 4-6, and Zenit St. Petersburg to score over 1.5 goals, so 2 or more, is 7-2. They'll have to go for it, to be fair. 7-2 for 2 goals for Zenit? Isn't it, to be fair?
Well, Zenit being the only team to score, given that Dortmund have already got 1 foot in the next leg, 14-1.
What's a big price?
That seems big to me, doesn't it?
Yeah. Stopping, I suppose, Borussia not scoring at home, it doesn't happen very often.
They've already through, aren't they? Yeah. 4-2.
I say it doesn't happen very often. They didn't score against Bayer Leverkusen in December, didn't score against Bayern Munich, and didn't score against Arsenal in the Champions League back in November. So, it's not unheard of.
I'm going to go for that. That's too big a price.
14-1.
St. Petersburg, the only team to score.
Yeah, and 3-1 for you, Ron.
3-1 for me.
One team to look at in the Europa League. And that's Tottenham Hotspur, and they're in all sorts of bother after the first leg. We spoke before the weekend about Tottenham's season slipping off the edge of a cliff, and it didn't help losing to Arsenal. Maybe a little unlucky. Arsenal rode their luck at times against Tottenham, but they've lost 3 on the bounce now. 4-0 Chelsea, 3-1 Benfica, and 1-0 Arsenal. Benfica are supposed to be rubbish away from home. Not rubbish, but the form is supposed to be worse away from home. At home, Ron, they've won their last 10 games on the spin and conceded one goal in the process. Yeah. Winning twos and threes and fives at home, in the Cup, in the Europa League, you name it. And that also includes the Champions League win over PSG. That's the last goal they conceded, was when they beat PSG 2-1.
Yeah, I mean, whatever had happened in the first leg, you'd be fancying Benfica in the second at home.
8-13 to win the match. As odds-on prices go, that don't look bad, does it?
But they don't have to win, Lee. That's
no, but they probably will.
Yeah, I know.
But Tottenham don't need to try a leg there, do they?
I know Tottenham got rave reviews yesterday, despite losing to an Arsenal side that were absolutely there for the taking. I know that Tottenham had all the possession yesterday against Arsenal, but to me, they didn't really look like scoring. I can't go for them, but 8-13, Benfica worries me. But yeah, I'm going to go for the draw again here, because I hate these kind of games. I just absolutely hate them. Benfica are a better side than Tottenham. I don't know the evidence of that first leg. A miles better side. 11-4 the draw. I'm going to go for that.
But match result in both teams to score, Rob.
Well, I look at that,
5-2 Benfica to win with both teams scoring.
Yeah.
Could you have that?
Yeah, I think Benfica will win it, and once again, 2-1, 3-1, you wouldn't be surprised at that.
Yeah, 2-1 is 7-1 and 3-1 is 12-1.
I'd go 3-1.
Yeah.
12-1 would be tempting.
Yeah, some of those goal scorer prices are a bit more palatable for the home team and the away team. Obviously, Tottenham prices are pretty big, actually. Someone like Eriksen to score, maybe from a free kick, 5-1 at any time. That might not be a bad price. That'll do us, chaps.
Good, well done.
Thank you very much. We'll speak to you before the weekend.
Okay, cheers, lads.
Cheers, Derek. Thanks.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.